Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Why do so many modern tool chains insist on log files when long-running ecosystems like Maven have done fine without them? This viewpoint argues that if dependency resolution is strict and deterministic, pinning every version at publish time, then log files become unnecessary. Version ranges, by contrast, let dependencies drift to whatever is newest at build time, turning builds into moving targets tied to the calendar rather than a stable code. Maven's model resolves conflicts deterministically and lets teams override transitive dependencies explicitly, all without a log file. The broader lesson, not every convention is inherently required. Some persist out of habit more than a technical merit. Teams may want to question the complexity that log files add and consider whether a simpler, fully pinned approach would be more reliable for their workflow. This week, Docker Desktop is speeding up its release cycle, starting with version 4.45.0. On August 28, updates will ship every 2 weeks, with a goal of weekly releases by year's end. That means earlier access to features, shorter waits for fixes, and faster security patches, all backed by enterprise-grade QA, comprehensive automated tests, captain-led beta feedback, real-time reliability monitoring, feature flags, and canary rollouts. Next, updates themselves are getting smarter. Independent components like Scout, Compose, Arcs, Gordon, and Model Runner will update silently in the background, avoiding workflow interruptions while the GUI refreshes when Docker Desktop is reopened. A simplified in-app flow will also surface key release highlights. Enterprise keep full control, in-app updates can be disabled or governed by the Cloud Admin Console, and the phased rollout begins now with 4.45.0 under Docker Business. This week's practical takeaway for anyone shipping AI agents: treat agents like systems, not magic. First, invest in a clear, contradiction-free system prompt. Models follow good instructions, not tricks. Second, split context. Keep a stable shared system section and fetch only what's needed with tools to avoid attention drift, latency, and a cost. Third, design tools like tight APIs few, well-typed, idempotent, and similar granularity so a smart junior dev can't misuse loopholes. Fourth, build a feedback loop, let an actor create and a strict critic validate with compiler's test and linters plus domain-specific checks and guardrails. Fifth, do LLM-driven error analysis, mine agent trajectories with a large context model, then harden prompts, tools, or context based on patterns. Finally, remember, frustrating behavior often signals system design gaps, missing tools, unclear instructions, or inadequate context. So, debug the system before blaming the model. These 6 habits turn flaky prototypes into reliable, recoverable agents that improve every week. Confidence is built, not gifted. Franco Fernando outlines 6 habits that compound over time. 1. Master a single language deeply so fundamentals transfer across stacks. 2. Lean on unit tests and CI so deploys feel safe and refactors stay fearless. 3. Refactor routinely use IDE tools to rename, extract, and simplify so code stays readable months later. 4. Peer often watch how senior engineers debug and design, then teach juniors to cement understanding. 5. Read fewer books but study them. Clean code, patterns, architecture, and data intensive design, and apply notes immediately. 6th one is teach what's learned. Blog, talks, mentoring to expose gaps and lock in knowledge. Community adds on would be protect health, bias toward action, and rely on safety nets, test, monitoring, and fast rollbacks to remove fear from shipping. Confidence comes from consistent practice and systems that catch mistakes early. A real-world bridge shows how AI agents can be turned against teams through GitHub's CMCP integration. Attackers plant a malicious issue in a public repo when an engineer asks an assistant to check open issues. The agent gets prompt injected, then uses a broad GitHub token to hop into private repos and leak its sensitive data, salary info, internal projects, the works. The core flaw is not a single bug, it's architecture. Overtrusted content plus overpromissive path and always allow tool approvals. Mitigations are concrete. Scope credentials to a single repo per session and list privilege, and add a policy layer that inspects and blocks cross-repository calls in real time. Docker CMCP Gateway implements exactly this with interceptors that lock sessions to the first repo accessed, block cross-repo requests, and log every call. It pairs with OAuth scoped access, token rotation, and container isolation for defense in depth. The message is clear: assume prompt injection, prevent privilege escalation, and audit everything.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Zubiri Tech Weekly. See you next week.